Hey, Mike, I would love to learn more about staffing in nursing homes.
Right, so staffing in nursing homes is really the core of where all the problems lie, generally speaking. And there are some rules on staffing and some important things that people can know about staffing and how to find out what's going on with the staffing in a facility when they have a loved one in the facility. So let's start from 10,000 feet. Generally speaking, what's supposed to happen is a nursing home is going to get money primarily from Medicaid, but also from Medicare. There are some people who are private pay or have private insurance for rehab, but the overwhelming majority of the facility's money is coming from Medicaid and Medicare. And the idea is that they're going to get this large amount of money and they're going to use it for purpose of putting, well, for the purpose of delivering the best care possible to the residents that they're entrusted to care for. And the important word there is entrusted because they really are trusted, right? There's not a lot of guardrails in this department. They do have to publicly disclose to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services how they're spending this money, but there's a lot of things that happen with the money that I don't think are appropriate. They may be, quote, legal, close quote, but at the end of the day, nobody's looking at these things. Nobody's looking at these reports. So what happens in actuality is they get this money and then they will create a company that owns the building and start paying themselves rent. And these rental payments will be something in the neighborhood of $1.2 million or $1.3 million. Now that's Medicare and Medicaid money, and it's now going to pay rent to the same company. Another strategy they use to make money is they'll, instead of just having a business office within the facility that, you know, gets the insurance and does those things, they'll have a management company that's owned by the parent corporation, and they'll pay the management company $600,000. I just looked at one yesterday that was over $600,000. Because you'd think that if you're a big company and you're going to have a centralized management, it would actually save money, right? But you're looking at this and thinking, wow, $600,000 for general management fees. You know, you could have like a couple accountants and lawyers in there running this place for that kind of money. And so this Medicaid and Medicare money that's coming into the facility to deliver care is now going out for quote management, close quote, and rent. And now we're talking millions of dollars that is not going to care. Now, what I see with for example, a nonprofit is the money is going to go to increase staffing levels. Now, staffing levels are supposed to be set by two things. Number one, how many residents you have, right, or the census, and the acuity, that is, how much help do these people need? And you're supposed to balance these two things, and then you're supposed to develop your staffing patterns. What happens in especially many for-profit nursing homes is they get this money, and instead of doing that analysis, they set staffing patterns based on a state minimum requirement. And now New Jersey, where I practice, and Pennsylvania, where I practice, they have state minimum requirements. That is, if you have staffing levels below this, you're going to get shut down. Now, what happens is they will meet this minimum standard most of the time, or at least on paper, they'll meet it. And then that is good enough to keep the lights on. And now you've kept your staffing down to its the lowest cost, and now you can increase your profit. And the problem with this is that these minimum staffing standards are just what they are. They're minimum staffing, bottom of the barrel. They are not the metric with which you should be measured as far as sufficient staffing. And unfortunately, by the way, everybody knows this, when you staff at those levels, you're going to get bad outcomes. Everybody knows this. There's studies on this. There's a million papers from Medicare attesting to this fact, if you didn't know. And of course, it's common sense. If you don't have enough aides, to care for the residents. They won't get fed. They won't be cleaned. They won't be repositioned. They don't offload pressure. You get bed sores, malnutrition, falls because they're not being supervised. And all these terrible things happen as a direct result of understaffing. And the understaffing is a direct result of maximization of profit. And it's really that simple. Okay. So what can a person do to see if they're looking at a facility? Where do you begin with looking at staffing? And if you already have a loved one in the facility and you're concerned about staffing, what can you do about that? All right. So first, let's talk about if you are looking at facilities. And you want to see what their staffing patterns are. So Medicare has a Care Compare website, and you can look up nursing homes on there. And there's an overall 5-star rating. And below that, there are 3 subcategories. One of them is specifically staffing, because obviously Medicare understands the importance of staffing and delivering care. Now, it's going to be rated 1 to 5 stars. It's based on daily staffing patterns. They're supposed to report quarterly to CMS. The staffing star rating will be really helpful because it will also give you the state average and the federal average. Now, keep in mind, these star ratings are based on federal averages. So if you live in a place like New Jersey, where I do, generally you would expect the staffing patterns to be better than in really rural places where maybe they have a hard time finding staff. I mean, that's always the argument. But at any rate, you'll be able to see the facilities staffing rating versus federal and state. So it's very helpful. And it's a good place to start. Additionally, as other states may have other reporting requirements, in New Jersey, you can actually get quarterly staffing reports, which are super helpful. The Department of Health has this website. Facilities are required to report to the New Jersey Department of Health their quarterly staffing metrics, and you can see them. You can pick the facility, you can pick the quarter you want, and you will see how that facility performed against statewide averages in New Jersey. And that'll go over shifts, and it'll cover the 3 primary positions within the nursing department. That is certified nurse aides, licensed practical nurses, and of course, registered nurses. Very helpful. And so your state may have a corollary for that as well. All right, now, you have someone in a facility and you're concerned about staffing. Now, the way you'll see this is you'll see things like you push the call bell light and nobody comes for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, right? That's totally unacceptable, by the way. If you push the call bell light, you should have a response within 5 minutes, right? So if you're waiting beyond that, there's something going on in the facility. It's a problem. Another way you'll see the staffing problems is if you push the call bell light and a nurse aide will come in and say, they'll turn it off and they'll say, I'll come back, and they never come back, right? The reason they do this is because the facility can audit call bell response times. So they just track when the button was pushed and how soon thereafter it was shut off. So in this respect, that's why that's happening. But again, it's indicative of staffing problems. If you're going to see your loved one in the afternoon and they're not dressed, right? That means the aide didn't have time to dress them and to groom them in the morning. They have staffing problems. If you see a person who requires assistance with feeding and it's not happening, like you come in and there's cold food in the room, what that means is the aide came in, put the tray down, and walked out because they don't have time to feed the resident that requires it. That's understaffing, right? You need assistance to change a loved one. Like you go there, you find them in a soiled diaper, and you can't find anyone to help. This understaffing, right? These are all indicative signs that the facility is having staffing problems. Now, you can find out what's going on your unit, your loved one's unit, because there is a regulation, a federal regulation. If you want to dig it out of the internet, it's not very hard. The federal regulations governing nursing homes are called FTAGs, F-T-A-G, and so that's how they're split up. And so there is a specific FTAG. It requires them to post daily staffing census and patterns for the unit, including callouts, FTAG 732. So if you want to see what's going on mom's unit, they're supposed to post that every day. And they also have to keep these records for a period of time. So if you want to go back a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, they should have that. Now, the regulation says they have to provide these to the public upon order request. That means I can go into there and say, I can just walk into any nursing home in the country and say, I want to see your daily staffing pattern for you know your units, and they are supposed to give it to me. So that's one way you can find out what's going on your unit. And you can find out who's working and who's not working, because you know they may have people listed on there. And if you know the facility and you know, well, Jenny didn't work that day, she's on your list, you can bring that up to the director of nursing, or you can call the Department of Health and raise that complaint to them. Okay, so that's one of the federal regulations that can assist you in determining staffing while you got someone in there. These things are important tools because really it is the core of the care that's delivered. I have deposed in my time doing this, which is a long time now, countless aides and nurses. I've deposed, all manner of staff, but I've never deposed a psychopath. They don't want the outcome that they're there to answer for. Generally speaking, it is understaffing that was the root of the problem there. And so at the end of the day, those are some of the tools you have that you can look for. Of course, your state may have a minimum staffing standard as well. And each state is different. Some are higher, some are lower. I will tell you that Medicare is coming out with a minimum standard this summer. It's supposed to go into effect. There's a million problems with that minimum standard. I'm not going to get into the weeds on that today, but you may see a bump if your facility is really troubled. You may see a decline if not, but that's coming this summer, so stay tuned. So, like I said, this is a very important issue. Staffing in facilities is the core of the care delivered, and here's some tools you can have to assist you if you're both looking for a facility or if you already have a loved one in there. So thanks for listening.